join us.
Good frickin' morning. Yeah, Saturday in Bushwicks. Yeah. You are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. You are dialed in. You are logged in. You've got your laptop. You can listen to it on that. You can listen to it on an app. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/. Whatever you want it to be. That's that kind of morning. That's right. This is a really important show for me, for the show. Give you a rundown of the format here in the Mothers of Connection. We are a music show, not just a Zappa show. We play music via Mr. Zappa. He's played with over 100 musicians, 10 to 20 different genres of music. There's something for everybody. We connect Frank to other musicians, and then we play the work of that said musician. Yeah, today we have a very special guest. I took a call on August 6th, way back when, with Ed Palermo, local New York jazz and big band legend, played over 300 Frank Zappa compositions. Takes real skill, he's charismatic, he's funny, he's important to the music community and young people that are getting into music, not just jazz, but just what music is evolving into, which we don't know. That's We Are Not Alone in the background. Chose that for a little brass. Ed's all about brass. He likes it. I'm going to play that interview. Want to give you a taste of what Ed and Frank Zappa sound like. I would say, you know, after this interview, I thought about it a little more. And I would say Ed puts a nice smile on any Zappa composition, right? He's a little abrasive, the Frankster. I think Ed, he can be, if you like that. I like that. But he's sort of like, he's kind of a welcome mat to those just getting in. I hope you're stepping into a welcome mat and pouring some hot cup of Joe. Maybe a gluten-free bagel or two. But we are doing it live here. This is not a podcast. It's an actual radio show. So, glad to have you on board. Going to play the first track here. This is Waka Jawaka. I think it's a great intro into the kind of take that that Ed has on Frank. But without further ado, we'll play right into it. Get cozy, wherever you are and whoever you are. We'll be right back.
On the show today, we have a very special guest, Ed Palermo of the Ed Palermo Big Band. They've been active for over 30 years, playing the compositions and arrangements of over 300 Zappa songs. Very excited to have him here. Not only that, he's played as a session guy and a sideman to some of the biggest names in all of music. He's also employed quite often by Christian McBride, who has amazing things to say about him from what I've read. So, without further ado, we will get Ed Palermo on the phone on the Mothers of Connection radio show. Thanks for listening. I was at the Iridium show, and goddamn, I was blown away. I'd seen you before, but maybe it was the excitement of getting ready for Zappanel. And I streamed your performance with Napoleon Murphy Brock and I believe Candy Zappa. I may have missed a few here and there. Can you describe what the energy was like? And for those who don't know, it's a 3 or 4 day festival in Germany. Bands have to be selected, I believe, to play this festival. And what was the energy like there?
Incredible. You walk down the street in Bad Doberan, which is the town that's, you know, a couple hours away from Berlin. Once a year they have this festival. And you walk down the street, it's almost like more people have Zappa t-shirts on than not. The whole town becomes this unbelievable homage to Frank Zappa. And it's really just one of the most beautiful things that you can actually witness. It's just so wonderful. Now, when my band played, it was Napoleon and Candy, and of course, Katie Jacoby, who's a regular member of the band, but she misses a lot of gigs because she's so busy with, you know, playing with like Roger Daltrey and The Who. Yeah. Her star is rising, but I've been lucky lately. She's been able to make the last several gigs. In fact, she's going to be making the next one August 12th at a radio.
We're talking about Katie Jacoby, who is this incredible electric and acoustic violinist. And Ed, you, I believe, she joined the band in 2010, and she refers to you as really a mentor. How did you meet her?
I was sitting in with the band called Project Object. So Project Object is like number one Zappa cover bands, and they've been around forever. They've been around longer than, not longer than my band, but they've been doing Zappa longer than me. And anyway, so I always sit in with them because they're friends of mine. The leader of the group, Andre Chumley, invites me to come. So we're playing at B.B. King's. And so I'm jamming with them with my saxophone. And I see this young girl come up, and she takes a solo. She was sitting in too. And she sounds like Sugar Cane Harris, exactly like Sugar Cane Harris, who's before Katie Jacoby came along, was my absolute favorite rock jazz violinist. He's on Hot Rats and Burnt Meat Sandwich. He, Sugar Cane Harris, oh my God, I can't tell you how much I love how he plays violin. I like him more than Jean-Luc Ponty, and I love Jean-Luc Ponty. But anyway, so here's this young girl, 20 years old, still in college, and she sounds just like Sugar Cane Harris. I couldn't believe it. So I asked her after, you know, when we met that night, I said, listen, I'm doing a gig in Long Island this Saturday night. If you can get a ride out there, do you want to sit in with us? She goes, okay. So she sits in with us at this college in Dix Hills, Five Town College, I think it's called. And everyone goes nuts. She's incredible. And after that, I asked her to join the band. And she's got the energy, like, unbelievable energy. And I am so honored that she considers me her mentor or a mentor just because, oh my God, this woman is so talented.
She's got energy like Steve Vai.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's funny you said Steve Vai because one time we were playing at Iridium and by total chance Steve Vai comes in with his son and his wife, you know, just to check out a big band. He had no idea who I was, right? He comes in, so, of course, we were all just, like, so excited because Steve Vai's in the audience. So I told Steve Vai that night, I got to meet him, I said, I want you to hire Kid Jacoby. So that's all I ask. I want you to hire Kid Jacoby. She's perfect for you. And he goes, well, I already have a violinist, electric violinist, but hopefully that that he'll remember because that is the company that she should keep. You know what I'm saying? She should be playing with Dweezil. She should be playing with D-Vi. I mean, you know, believe me, you know, playing with Roger Daltrey and the Who is definitely is going in the positive direction. But she could totally set the world on fire. And such a great role model for young women, you know, just to, you know, talk, you know, this is not a man's world.
That's right, Kid Jacoby. Got to see her at the Iridium. You can see Ed Palermo, Big Band, and Kid Jacoby Monday the 12th at the Iridium downtown. Want to play you, Kid Jacoby, on a track called You Are What You Is. I am Kent Korn. Rock out. That is a song called Brazilians, originally a Duke Ellington composition. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. And break it down how we do it around here. We are a nonprofit 501c. That's how we get it on. That's how we stay on. That's how we keep the lights on and need to keep the lights continually on. So let's get a little donation going. Guys, if you listen to this show, you like it, you know someone who has a show, and you like it, and you like them. And if you just want to promote free expression in this beautiful form that we call radio in 2019, radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate, or you can do radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. Just a plug, I am filling in for Matt Attack on the Road Now, interviewing a band called Bandits on the Run. They really started to pick up some momentum in the music scene. They're like a country folk. They're like a rootsy. Well, how about this? Listen, at 8 o'clock on Monday night, they're going to be awesome. They're going to play 2 to 3 songs here in the studio, Radio Free Brooklyn, right down in downtown Bushwick, where it's all happening. So if you can spare a dime to keep this beautiful medium going, everyone involved would appreciate it. Now, I want to get back to Ed Palermo. That song was Brazilians, spelled B-R-A-S-I, if you want to check it out, if you're keeping score at home. That's off Ed Palermo Big Band's latest album called A Lousy Day in Harlem. It's a parody off the, A Beautiful Day in Harlem. I can't remember. But I want to get back to this interview. I asked him about this song because there's a combination with, well, you'll hear, but he is the master, and here it is. Listening to your latest album, Lousy Day in Harlem, and I believe the song is Brazilians, and I heard a little Caravan teaser in there, and I'm wondering, do you organically come up with that, or do you write that in?
I've been doing this for quite some time, but in fact, at this stage of the game, it's almost like a disorder. It's like when I'm working on a chart. You know how every now and then certain songs remind you of other songs? Happens to everybody, right? Well, instead of ignoring that, I run with it. And, perfect example, I was working on a Beatles song called Things She Said Today. Okay? And it just reminded me of the Holly song, Bus Stop. And I thought, well, I'm going to put those two together. I haven't recorded that one yet. But that's, as far as the thought process, that's how that goes. Now, when I was working on Brazilians, the origin of that is, and I'm embarrassed to say that I was not familiar with Duke Ellington's song Brazilians. I just wasn't, and I heard a high school, in fact, the school I teach in Montclair called Jazz House Kids. That's a school that's founded by Christian McBride and his wife Melissa Walker. So I teach there. So the band there, the big band, which is always fantastic, they did Brazilians, and I went out of my mind. I thought, this is the greatest melody I ever heard in my life. So I asked the director of that band, his name's Julius Tolentino, if he could send me a score. So he sent me a score, and so I said, okay, I'm just going to, you know, copy the score into my computer, right? And then while I'm putting the notes in, I'm thinking, you know what? Caravan will work with this. And then by sheer luck, underneath the melody of Brazilians, I put the melody to Caravan. And then I pressed the button to listen to what it sounds like, and I can't believe it. I don't know. I doubt if Duke Ellington knew that that was going to work like that. But I didn't. I wish I could tell you that I could hear it without being at the computer, but no, it was just the idea of me doing it, and I put it in the computer, and it just, wow. To this day, I tell you, Kent, that's probably the most effective mashup I've ever done in my life. And it just so happened by pure luck that those two melodies bounced off each other like they were made for each other.
I want to focus on your talent for a second, because you're very respected by Christian McBride, you mentioned, and if I'm wrong, let me know, but it says in my research that you've been in the studio and as a sideman with Aretha Franklin, Eddie Palmieri, Celia Cruz, Tony Bennett, Mel Torme, Lou Rawls. You've recorded with them?
No, I didn't record with, I didn't see if I recorded with any of them. No, I just played with them live.
No difference there. That's incredible.
Yeah. So, I know. But, you know, if you've been in the music business as a player for as many years as I have, it's not hard to have played with a lot of people. Believe me, may I tell you, Ken, there are musicians like me who quadruple my resume. I mean, like, you know, like the trumpet players in my band, like my lead trumpet player, Ronnie Bodegavoli. This guy, he's played with everyone from Boz Scaggs to Etta James. In fact, he even won an Emmy for a solo he took on an Etta James record. But a lot of guys in the band, they've played with just enormous amounts of people. So, you know, like I said, a lot more than I have. But it is a fun resume to look at.
I was curious about your taste for Todd Rundgren. I listened to a bunch of Rundgren leading up to this interview. I like him, but I'm curious what you like about him.
Okay. I just think he's a brilliant musician. His music is actually a great question, Ken. It really is. I'll tell you why. I was listening to Todd Rundgren back when he had a band called The Nazz, right? And this is now 1969, 1970. And I was, at that point, I was listening to Full Force, Frank Zappa, Brian Wilson, and the Beatles, always the Beatles. And I loved the group Nazz. Now, then Todd, when Nazz broke up and Todd started doing his own records, I was getting them. Todd, I've not only found the music really interesting, but also he had what Frank Zappa did not have, which is sentimentality. Now, Andre and I have talked about this. Zappa's music, I think is still my favorite music to this day. But you can't really call his music emotional, but it's certainly not sentimental. You know what I'm saying? Like Katie Jacoby puts it the best way. Like, you know, Todd Rundgren's music was so much like my heart is on my sleeve. You broke my heart. How could you break my heart? Frank Zappa's thing is broken hearts are for assholes. That is a perfect what's the word I'm looking for?
A summation. It's a perfect summation of who Frank was.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's a perfect summation of what Todd Rundgren is. So when I was in high school and not being particularly successful with girls, you know, falling in love with girls and then not being reciprocated or being dumped, I mean, Todd Rundgren was there for me. You know what I'm saying? That music was there for me. And you never went to Frank Zappa to heal a wound. You know what I'm saying? He's pissed off that he can't find this girl, you know, but Todd Rundgren's thing is my heart is on my sleeve, and then Zappa would never do that unless he's making fun of it, you know? So to answer your question, that's one of the things. And I have to tell you another thing. Todd Rundgren's album, Something and Anything, that's the name of the album. I fell in love with the girl who is now my wife. We're high school sweethearts. I fell in love with her while listening to Todd Rundgren's music. I was listening to it, and it was during one of the songs where I thought, I'm in love with this girl. And so, Todd is very, very, very special to me.
Can you say which song it is so I can play it on the show?
Oh, God, it's on the... It wouldn't have made any difference.
It wouldn't have made any difference, the song. At first, I thought he meant it doesn't matter what the name was. But I want to play that out for Ed, out for love, out for the two of them. Sounds very 70s there. If you're wondering why I sounded like a bit of a douchebag when I asked him about Todd Rundgren, I asked him because Todd Rundgren is on the opposite end of the spectrum, as Ed just explained. Ed is, Todd is a heartfelt dude where Frank makes fun of just about everything, and especially love and relationships, and has a song called Broken Hearts for Assholes. So, like he said, it was a good question. I was curious. And he even has a great album called The Adventures of Zod Zundgren, which is a combination of Zappa and Todd Rundgren. It's really fun. Great cover. He's always got a funny, it's always like some version of Ed on the cover. All that stuff's on iTunes, Bandcamp, Amazon, not a ton on Spotify. So, get out your wallet. Hope you're having fun listening to Ed. I really enjoyed my conversation with him. I want to keep it rolling. I do want to play a song called It Wouldn't Have Made Any Difference for the Palermos.
Tribute. The internet was just starting, at least emails and things like that. And I put it on a bulletin board. I don't even know if they still have bulletin boards anymore. I put it on there, or someone put on there that my big band, who no one knew who was, they put on there that's going to be playing music of Frank Zappa's music. Now, Zappa had just died months before. All right? So Zappa died in 93, I think, 94, in December. And so I put on a show at the Bitter End, one of my regular shows, but we did just all Zappa, and that was in June, and the place was packed, and I never packed houses before. My band always outnumbered the audience, right? So now, and it's packed, and that is because of the power of the internet, but was also the power of the name Frank Zappa. Zappa had just died, and people were already clamoring to hear the music of Frank Zappa. And Kent, I'm telling you, I am not kidding. People drove down from Canada, drove up from Florida to hear this, and they had no idea who I was. They just heard that a big band was going to be playing the music of Frank Zappa. So after we did it, I just figured we'd do it that once, and I'd go back to playing my music, right? And it was my bass player, Paul Adamy, said, Ed, this is too good just to do once. And my brother said, Ed, you've been wanting to get into the bottom line all these years. Write him a letter and tell him, you know, how it went over at the bitter end. And I did, and the guy was interested at the bottom line. And long story short, we played there for 9 years every 2 months. And it was instrumental in making this thing grow into what it is now. I mean, God, man, I've been playing the music of Frank Zappa now for like 25 years.
That's incredible. The guy knows over 300 compositions. I mean, that's more than, I mean, the only other person I could think of is the Dweezmeister. Dweezil Zappa probably knows, I don't know if he knows 300 even, because Ed then reimagines half of them into the big band format. So I want to go back to Katie Jacoby, who is sitting in. She was playing with The Who. Like Ed said, her star is rising. She's the reason we're focusing on her, both of us, is very young woman, very inspiring. And she plays the violin like she's Hendrix. And case in point, or like she's Zappa. How about that? I'm going to play a performance of Watermelon Easter Hay, the beautiful Watermelon Easter Hay, with the Ed Palermo Big Band. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Hope you're enjoying it. why you should go to the Iridium this Monday, August 12th. See Ed Palermo Big Band. He assembles. There's about 16 to 17 people in that band. You heard it. They've played with everybody. These are super talented, as pro as they get, musicians playing complicated compositions. If you heard what that that mashup, as the kids say, was, and you think you know what it is, and you call and you give the name of it, maybe you'll get something. I'm working on it. Working on incentives around here. Speaking of which, if you're a younger person or know one or a parent of one, we've got our RFB Teen Squad. It's really important we get more people involved in this. Our six-week after-school program for local teens right here in the area, anywhere in Manhattan or New York City. Learn media literacy through media making, using a hands-on approach guided by lots of local professionals. And you know, in the New York area, there's plenty of those. So if you knew what that mashup was, or that little transition into something, 718-928-9732. And who knows? Let's see if the phones light up. Probably not. I am enjoying this show. This is super fun to hear Ed in my interview. This is really just part one. We talked for 90 minutes. Had a blast. Let's continue. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
The Iridium, too?
Yeah, we're there once a month. The Falcon, which is a club about an hour north of here, hour north of the city, we're there every 2 months. The Falcon, no cover. They have a donation box, and the band usually makes more money than they make anywhere else because the people up there love the music so much. And like I said, just a donation box. But the thing about the Falcon that's different than Iridium is that it's a it's just. I can do. We can put on some theatrical shows there. Like Zappa, when Zappa first came to New York, he used to play for a few months at a place called the Garrick Theater in Manhattan. Okay, played there six nights a week. I think he had a matinee in the afternoon, and at night they would play. And because it was a movie theater and they had a pretty sizable stage, Zappa would come up with just certain theatrical themes, and that was where the Mother's Invention really started his theatrical shows, which he did for the rest of his career with the Mother's Invention. He always had something going on stage that was fun to watch. Well, that all started with the Garrick Theater back in 1967. So now, with my band at the Falcon, I can do something similar. You know, I just love it. So Falcon is a very, very, very special place. So I'm there every 2 months and then at Iridium once a month.
If you could play in any particular Zappa lineup, which one would it be and why?
Oh, wonderful question. Well, you know what? Someone asked me, Christian McBride once asked me, did you ever play with Zappa? Because that's the common misconception is that since I do Zappa's music, that I used to play with him. And no, I never even met him. I'm just a fan. I'm just, you know, and as I told Christian, I said, "You kidding? I couldn't pass that audition." But to answer your question, what lineup? Well, I have a nostalgia for the first Mothers I saw, which is 1969, and that's the Uncle Meat Mothers. Oh, God, it's so hard to say because the music, all the lineups, the music is so hard that I'd have to practice 12 hours a day by myself to memorize that music. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I probably would have gone with the 88 tour, I would imagine, just because, you know, I would have this, you know, I'd be surrounded by other monstrous horn players, you know what I'm saying? I feel a certain comfort level there.
Yeah, I was going to say Tommy Mars. I was reading that Frank had a hard time controlling him, yet he kept him in the band forever, but he wouldn't play like a lot of the basics that Frank wanted him to play. But man, when he let him go on Pound for a Brown, on some of those like 15-minute solos, that guy's incredible, right?
Oh my God. Tommy Mars is one of the greatest musicians on the planet. Well, as you can tell, I could go on and on and on. Nothing excites me more than the subject of music, specifically Frank Zappa. I go nuts talking about Frank Zappa, number one. And as far as saxophone players, I go nuts talking about Cannonball Adderley and Mike Brecker. Mick Brecker's like was the greatest tenor saxophone player I ever lived. I like him better than Coltrane. Oh my God, he died. He died tragically young too. I think he was like probably my age now when he passed. The rare form of leukemia. But oh my God, and his solo on Purple Lagoon. Oh my God, that is unbelievable. And thank you so much. I had a blast. I never stop enjoying talking about myself.
Thank you, Ed. Kent Corin here, Mothers of Connection. Hope you're enjoying the show. I'm going to pay tribute to Mr. Palermo with the Purple Lagoon. He loves Michael Brecker. So do I. It's a big statement about better than Coltrane. He loves Cannonball Adderley as well, he said. Do yourselves a favor. If you enjoyed some of this music, you will hear Katie Jacoby playing that violin. You got Bruce McDaniel on vocals and lead guitar. You've got Ed Palermo orchestrating all of it. Monday, August 12th, the Iridium. That's 1650 Broadway. Put it in your notebook. And then if you missed that one and you're in the Jersey area, there's no cover at The Falcon in Marlborough, New York. That's Saturday, August 17th. Please go support some of the greatest music you'll ever hear. And here is one of the greatest musicians and arrangers in the world. That's a direct quote from one of the greatest musicians, Christian McBride. So, Ed, you're in good company. Thank you for doing the show. Now, Purple Lagoon, we talked about. You didn't hear me talk about it, but he and I were talking about this solo. And I want to sort of ease into it and ease out of here. Thank you for listening. I guess nobody got the mashup or has a phone. That must be the case. Twin Peaks. That was a beautiful transition into the Twin Peaks theme song out of Watermelon Easter Hay. So, here we go. I'm going to get into this. This is an instrumental version from Live Zep in New York. I'm Ken Corin. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Have a good Saturday.